You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
Let's set some new goals for beyond 2015, but let's do it together, and let's do it in a thoughtful way, and do it through the legislative process the way we should.
Governor Snyder yesterday calling for further discussion of a renewable energy mandate. He was speaking at the Kellogg Biological Station in Hickory Corners, delivering his special message on energy and the environment. Jim Dolzo is with the Michigan Land Use Institute, and he joins us for some reaction. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. What do you make of the governor saying that we need to discuss a higher renewable energy requirement?
Well, I'm very, very glad to hear that. There's been some question about whether or not he was open to expanding the renewable energy mandate, which right now requires 10% by 2015. So we're really glad that he wants to talk about it, and we're very eager to do that. And we and our allies will be doing everything we can in the coming months, the near term here, to make sure that that discussion does start and that it is a robust discussion and that it really, we really do talk about stuff in 2013. It's important to do that now so that when the current mandate runs out in 2015, there's a new goal awaiting everyone.
The voters, however, did reject a proposed amendment to the state constitution just a few weeks back that would have mandated a 25% requirement by 2025. How do you take the lessons of that vote and mix it into a further discussion on raising the mandate?
There are a lot of ways to look at that vote. I think one of the more revealing ways is to note that every single one of the proposals on the ballot, and five of the six were constitutional amendments, were defeated. And I think there's a feeling in the state, some of it stemming from how people view the Constitution, some from a fairly aggressive ad campaign against the whole idea of messing with the Constitution, proposal numbers aside, just that whole idea. There was a very strong advertising pushback against that. And also, the utility company spent a gigantic amount of money defeating this. There was a poll taken on election day and the day before of voters, and it revealed that 73-74% of those talked to really do favor more renewable energy, but they're not eager to do it through the Constitution. And I think that showed that even the more conservative people reached in the poll generally favored renewables by something over 50%. So I think the interest in renewables is very strong in Michigan. I think that the campaign to install a better mandate was probably done in the wrong way.
Here's a quote from you yesterday. You said that the governor has a golden opportunity to make Michigan a leader in clean energy, but he's not yet taken it. And you went on to say that we will work very hard to convince him that he should take these bold steps, the kind that strong leaders take. What sort of bold steps are needed to make Michigan a leader in clean and renewable energy?
Well, I would like to see the governor tell us how far and how quickly does he think we should be going, rather than just hoping that a consensus emerges. It's a pretty tough issue within the state legislature and has been for a long time. And I think one of the main reasons for that is the large amounts of money that the utilities spend on lobbying and on individual members' campaigns. That's been very well documented. They spend, compared to most other players, if that's what you want to call them, they spend really, really a large amount of money on that. So it makes negotiation very tough, and it really helps to have a leader or a champion who says, no, we've got to be the best. We've got to have the strongest mandate if we're going to compete on the global market. And he's not saying that. We really wish he would. We're very glad that he's interested and supportive of more energy efficiency. But again, there, you know, we would like to hear some goals from the governor, some bold goals. He's made some pretty bold moves on different things, everything from the emergency manager laws to changing tax rates and a lot of other things that have jarred people or woken people up. We wish he would do that for the energy policy.
Okay, about 30 seconds left. To play devil's advocate here, the governor does have a Republican legislature, been resistant to some of his ideas. Doesn't he need to build consensus?
Of course he doesn't need to build consensus, but I think when you're in that kind of an exercise, you need to stake what your position is early on. I mean, there's other approaches to it, and we're not saying this is a disaster or anything. We would just, you know, we're hoping for more leadership, and we intend to rattle cages and make noise to try and make that happen.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jim Dalzo is with the Michigan Land Use Institute. You can read more about Governor Snyder's special address yesterday at the Kellogg Biological Station in Hickory Corners at WMUK.org.